Welcome to Press TV's special coverage of the ongoing war on the Gaza Strip. As we speak, the death toll has increased to 309 in just 12 days of the Israeli onslaught on the besieged coastal enclave. 70 of the victims at least have been children, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. More than 2,200 people have been injured since the offensive began on July the 8th. Now, as we speak, Palestinian officials have said as many as 65 people have lost their lives since Israeli tanks began shelling the impoverished enclave on Thursday. That's when Israel began its ground incursion into Gaza, backed by tanks and military jets. Now, standing by is our correspondent, Akram Al-Satari, in Gaza to give us a live update on the situation there. Akram, we're seeing poisonous gas being used, dime missiles, other kinds of weaponry being used on civilians. Children, women are being killed. Tell us a bit more about what's going on.
Well, as to the gas, the bombs that are being used in Gaza, Gaza again, unfortunately, is being used as an experiment field. The Israeli troops are using those gas bombs, this Waqf phosphorus bombs, and some other bombs that are now being identified, and their impact is being identified. The number of injuries is increasing. The number of people killed is increasing. You have just said that the number of people killed is 309, and now I confirm that the number of people died and were killed arise to 311 after two bodies were retrieved in Khan Yunis area. Israel continues its aerial attacks against the Gaza Strip today. Just now, the number of aerial attacks, that aerial ground and sea attacks that targeted Gaza, is 2,615 aerial and ground and sea attacks. Israel just now targeted a house in Beit Lahia area with a very strong bomb that destroyed three houses, not only one house. The people of Gaza are sleeping, but hearing the voice of explosions, wake up hearing the voice of explosions. And some of them are not fortunately to sleep and wake up. Some of them were killed in their beds tonight when they are hoping for a better tomorrow, hoping for a calm tomorrow. This is the situation in Gaza. Continues to be very volatile, and the Israeli bombardment continues to disturb the life of the Palestinians and bring them fear and destruction.
Okay, let me cross over to Jerusalem Al-Quds. Joining us via Skype is our correspondent, Sabrina Taha. Sabrina, tell us a bit more about what the view is like from your end. I do understand, as we've also reported, protests have been taking place in Haifa. They've taken place in the West Bank, all met with an iron fist of the Israeli forces. Sabrina, are you with us? Well, it seems Sabrina's not with us. We'll try and get her back on the line for you to get more from there. But let's cross over to Los Angeles. Joining us is James Morris. He's a political commentator, and he joins us via Skype. Mr. Morris, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Unfortunately, we are having some technical difficulties there with Sabrina and Mr. Morris. Let me get back to Akram. Now, Akram, as you're standing by in Gaza, there was a UN Security Council emergency session held to discuss the situation on Gaza, where Israel continues to insist that what is happening right now, as far as Gaza is concerned, is Israel defending itself. How is the proceedings as far as on the international diplomatic arena concerned being perceived in Gaza?
Well, yes.
Akram, can you hear me?
فصل عندهم الإرسال. Okay. Tell me when I'm on air. Okay, I'm waiting.
Well, we're having some technical difficulties there, too. I apologize once again. Now, Akram, if you can hear me, tell us a bit more about what the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip feel about the diplomatic efforts. Right now, UN Security Council session has ended without any concrete results. Well, it seems we're having those technical issues there. We apologize once again. We'll try and get back Akram up for you. We have been reporting around the clock on the situation in the Gaza Strip. Just for a quick update, even as we speak, Gaza Strip is being pounded by the Israeli military. It is pressing ahead with its relentless aerial, ground and sea assaults on the Gaza Strip. There have been protests against this in Haifa as well as the West Bank. Let's speak to our correspondent Sabrina Taha, who joins us from Al-Quds via Skype to tell us a bit more. Sabrina, what's the view like from where you are right now?
Well, yes, the situation in Jerusalem and all the 1948 cities and also in the West Bank, yesterday was a heavy night. There was lots of clashes going on in these cities, also caused usually Palestinians tend to use this weekend to go outside and face the soldiers, the Israeli forces, and try to get in clashes with them. Sometimes it starts only with a demonstration, as it happened in Haifa yesterday. People were going from everywhere in Palestine and the West Bank, and also from Jerusalem, Al-Quds to Haifa, to participate in a big demonstration happening there. Actually, lots of people got not even injured by the clashes there and all the clashes that happened in Haifa, but also lots of people got arrested. And we heard that one of the people who got arrested, they took him to the hospital. His situation was a bit bad, but we didn't know who he was exactly. But obviously, he was one of the Palestinian protesters in yesterday's clashes in Haifa after the demonstration that that was held. Also, the Israeli forces have surrounded actually the protesters from everywhere around the area that they had the demonstration there near the German garden, and they tried to stop the demonstration. And when the Palestinians kept going, they couldn't stop it, so they had to get in clashes with them and try to force them to leave the area. On the other hand, in the West Bank, there was lots of clashes around Columbia checkpoint, around in Ram, in many areas in Mukhair Shafat, everywhere. We can say it was, if we could say, and also in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, the whole old city, actually, not only around the walls of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, but also inside the walls, around the old neighbors, Palestinians were getting in clashes with Israeli forces, and they were throwing stones on them, as well as they were actually firing fireworks on the Israeli forces. This is a new method that we have been seeing since a couple of days since Ramadan. Actually, Palestinians tried to get these fireworks and fire it on the soldiers as a new method of using something else other than stones, which was new, basically, and it actually hurts. And I also heard from people from the government, they were saying that anybody that gets jailed over using these fireworks, he would be the charge would be as he was using actually a weapon, like a gunshot.
Right, now Sabrina, let me just cut in there very quickly if you can. Also, eyes are also on the National Palestinian Unity Government. How far have they been acting to relay the emotions and sentiments of the Palestinians in the West Bank and Jerusalem Al-Quds?
Yes. Well, basically, the Palestinian National Authority, they were, like most of the Palestinian Authority, of course, in the West Bank, they were, the Palestinian police tried to not let Palestinians get in clashes with the soldiers, because we know that they don't want them to get in clashes with them as to a certain level. But at the same time, we didn't really see lots of Palestinians who didn't get stopped by that. Like, even if anybody would stop them, even the Palestinian police, as we saw a couple of days ago near Beit Eid, the settlement near Ramallah, everybody would be gathering around this area to go in clashes and get to near the settlement to get in clashes with the police, but the Palestinian police actually would be there trying to prevent them from going to the settlement. But we have actually witnessed lots of success trials to reach the settlement and get in touch with the soldiers.
Okay. Yeah.